Senate Chair Johnson and House Chair Kuminga and honorable members of the Marine Resource Committee. My name's Chad Coffin. I'm here on behalf of the Friends of the Clammers, and I'm also the president of the Maine Clammers Association. I'm on the Freeport Shellfish Commission, and I've been a clam digger for my entire adult life. And so anyways, I appreciated the opportunity to come meet with you guys. I know there's some new faces on Marine Resources, and but more importantly, we'll get right to it. The shellfish industry overview. I attached some landings to this PowerPoint presentation I put together, and the economic impact is still right around. We estimate, according to Kevin Athern of University of Maine Machias, it's somewhere in the $50 to $70 million economic impact. I think we had around $10 or $12, $13 million worth of landings. I apologize for not having the exact details on that, but the industry is still comprised primarily of municipal shellfish commissions. And one thing I would like to add that I didn't add to this, and I actually thought of it, and I'd like to apologize to the Commissioner Kelleher for not including it, is that we have seen the industry. I think that one of the most important things to report to you today is that we have seen, we've experienced a great change at the Department of Marine Resources in the last couple of years, especially the last year, and in the Public Health Division. And, it's really incredible what's happened. I never would have dreamed it would have taken place, but especially at the level that it has, but it has, and people are very, the flats that can be open in this state are pretty much open right now. And so they've done a tremendous job. I know people at DMR have, employees have gone the extra mile and taken the stuff home with them. And I just think that, it all starts with the commissioner. And like I said, I apologize for not including that, but, that is the case, and you guys should hear that. So that being said, again, we're still very reliant on healthy ecosystems and water quality. And like I said, we're still, again, things have improved greatly. That's another issue. DMR has been much more proactive when it comes to pollution. And it's not just a matter of closing the area and forgetting about it, and there's nothing we can do. They've actually, gone the extra mile in a lot in all over the coast. So anyways, one of the main reasons that I wanted to come up here today is that in my experience in the Freeport Shellfish Committee, I've been fortunate to have the support of my town, and they've thrown money behind our committee to try and diversify species, because our concern was we read in the newspaper where people, where towns are putting in new zoning ordinances and trying to address the potential sea level rise in coastal communities. And one thing that brought our attention to the fact that the shellfish community or the shellfish industry in Maine really didn't have any plan to deal with that. Potential impact. Like I said, we haven't really seen, I haven't seen any personally on the flats. The tide still goes out to where it used to, at least to my knowledge. Maybe it isn't out quite as far, but anyways, what we did was, in this process, we determined that we really wanted to start enhancing the stocks of native subtidal shellfish species so that we could, over the course of the next couple of decades, start building up these resources so that in the event that the sea levels do in fact rise, making a lot of the intertidal zone that we now know, subtidal, very shallow subtidal, that we'd have some, that we could, basically transition the industry smoothly. That was the plan anyways.